What about some of the newer agents that are being tested right now in metastatic disease? And what I wanted to ask you about is Zactima or ZD6474. What is it and what's been seen with it?
There are four very large studies that are going on right now, and they, I don't know, again, how soon they'll actually be mature, I don't know, but you're looking at them in combination with chemo. They're looking at them in people who have been treated with an EGFR inhibitor before and progressed, and they're looking at a head-to-head comparison with the erlotinib. So if we extrapolate, we have several things here to think about. Is certainly looking at erlotinib plus bevacizumab, a single-arm study, pretty good results, 40 patients. Then a randomized phase 2, 40 patients per arm, again, almost identical results for the erlotinib and bevacizumab. I'm thinking things that hit both EGFR and VEGF are going to be better than either one alone. And we're hoping that Zactima is going to result in improved results too.
What do you see in terms of side effects and toxicity?
You see the EGFR toxicity, the rash and stuff. We participated in that study, which I guess is being submitted for publication. It was presented at ASCO last year as a poster discussion. And that study I'm referring to is first-line therapy, Zactima alone versus chemo plus Zactima. And what was seen is in unselected patients, the EGFR inhibitor wasn't as good as a chemo. And there's a couple things now that see that's another theme that I think is emerging. As first-line therapy, not after first-line, but as first-line therapy, if you use an EGFR inhibitor in unselected patients, you're not going to probably do as well as a platinum doublet. And Dr. Lillenbaum, who's one of the co-chairs of the ongoing meeting here, he has a paper that just came out showing that the idea was very good. Let's take the poor risk patients, PS2, and give them either erlotinib or chemotherapy doublet. And although it wasn't powered to show a difference, survival and progression-free survival, very different in favor of the chemo.
What about VEGF side effects? Do you see that also with the 6474?
Yes, they have the same class effects, you know, hypertension, that type of thing. Bleeding, I don't know that they've seen that much bleeding, but hypertension could be seen with it, right? I think the thing that's going to happen is molecular profiles will start to have some, maybe as we start diagnosing lung cancers now, the paradigm might shift. It won't happen overnight. But even in stage 4, maybe you're going to be looking for core needle biopsies or getting a piece of tissue. And for instance, some of the things, what will we look at? Well, ERCC1, because that seems to be coming out fairly consistently. If that's low, platinum works. If the thing that we talked about earlier, that thymidylate synthase is important for pemetrexed, that it also, you know, so maybe we'll start to have a panel of things done on lung cancer patients like we have in breast cancer patients now.